Alameda County was the first local government to set up a system for the collection and disposal of unwanted medications and require that drug makers bear the cost of it. Predictably, they were sued by the pharmaceutical industry, a case that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court before it was decided in Alameda's favor last year. Several other California counties have since followed suit, and Sonoma is eager to join them.
Yes, let's jump on this. If we give you direction to work on it and bring some of the specifics back, when would it most likely become effective?
Supervisor Susan Gorin's question didn't get a specific answer, but it set the stage for a discussion that was not about whether to do this, but how. And their resolve was heightened when Susan Keach, an environmental compliance inspector for the Sonoma County Water Agency, reported on the cumulative costs of the various voluntary efforts that have been deployed throughout the county over the past few years.
For labor, for legal, for consultants, for the hauling and disposal, for our outreach programs, for everything. The grand total since 2007 is pretty close to $1.4 million.
However, during a short public hearing, the county's intended approach was questioned by Reese Isbell, a lobbyist for the California Life Sciences Association.
The stated goals of preventing the abuse of prescription medicine and diversion of pharmaceutical waste are laudable, but there is no science that suggests drug take-back is a better option for disposal versus household trash. One of the stated desired outcomes of these programs is to reduce the amount of active pharmaceutical ingredients found in waterways. However, the major source of pharmaceuticals in the environment, 80 to 90%, is due to human excretion.
Another industry representative suggested placing collection boxes at the point of sale, such as drugstores and pharmacies, implying that the retailers should bear the costs. Supervisor Shirley Zane, a fierce critic of what she repeatedly termed Big Pharma, had little patience with that.
I say we make them pay. I say that we move ahead boldly. I say that simultaneously we go after our state representatives and make sure that this passes statewide as well so that we don't have to keep going back to court every time pharma wants to attack a county for implementing this program. The extended producer responsibility legislation is good, and that's what we need to go after. I say that that $1.4 million that we have been spending, it's good money spent on the program, but we shouldn't be the one that pays.
The board's consideration was closely and approvingly monitored from afar by Heidi Sanborn, Executive Director of the California Product Stewardship Council.
It just shows that there's an ongoing feeling by local governments in California that they simply can't wait for the state legislators to act or the federal government to act. They need to protect public health and safety in their own budget. And as they said in the hearing, it cost them over $1 million so far to collect thousands of pounds of medicines. There's clearly a need for the program. The industry does it in Spain and other countries, and they won't do it here unless they're forced to.
No vote was taken by the supervisors this week. That will happen whenever the draft ordinance they sought comes back for adoption. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.